Hi, Dr. Jill Hubbard here. I wanted to take a moment to consider how to avoid the depression Christmas blues and focus on the joy of Christmas. For some of us, Christmas is a time of excitement and fun, as we know. But for many, it's a time of dread or even struggle. I have clients each year who we have to strategize because of the anniversaries of disappointment and loss that they go through so that they can cope and manage through the season. There are tons of family issues that come along with the holidays. So, you know, the Uncle Joe who gets drunk at Christmas, or difficulties with certain relationships and we're all thrown together. Lots of family issues, or sometimes it's the lack of family and feeling very lonely. Maybe Christmas was wonderful when you were young, and now the magic is gone. I remember when Christmas kind of changed, and my kids thought it was so magical, and now it's not quite exactly the same as it once was. But for many, the traditions are gone because family members are gone. I even think about retail workers who are overworked and underpaid. This is not always a fun season for them. And when you're out there in the hordes of shoppers, although a lot is online nowadays, sometimes people are not very nice. So there's lots of reasons why we might be down this time of year, probably some that are much deeper than even what I have mentioned. So what do we do? I think we have to first know ourselves, know our tendencies, and not be overly idealistic in what we're anticipating in terms of the Christmas season, especially the older we get. Okay, how does it usually go? Or what has changed? I think we need to recognize these things. So one of it is managing our expectations. There is a gap between often what we expect and our disappointment or even our depression, right? When expectations don't match reality, we are depressed and disappointed. I've heard someone say recently that we all suffer from a little bit of OCD, but they called it obsessional comparison disorder. So it's easy to get in this time of year into a lot of comparison, and we need to try to squelch those tendencies. So preceding Christmas is the season of gratitude and Thanksgiving, and we need to carry that on through the Christmas season. Turning to be our focus to be more on other people instead of ourselves. So that giving versus receiving. I know it sounds cliche, but it really is helpful. Sometimes if we look outside of ourselves, instead of, needing Christmas to be special for us, how can we make it special for others? Being intentional to create family where there is none, or to include others that you notice are lacking in family and people around them. Lots of people spend Christmas alone, and that can be a sad thing. But let's consider that Christmas is the entire season. And really, the goal is to highlight Christ in Christmas. And so with each passing year of age, I keep thinking, how can I this year make Christ more prevalent, more the focus, and less on the things that we do around Christmas? And so making it more of a season. If Christmas Day, you don't have a lot of people around, there are lots of Christmas events leading up to the day. And so random things, maybe there's a kid's concert at church. Show up, go. Take those moments to pause where you're just enjoying and taking in the sights and the sounds and the Word of God. Be in church at Christmas time. Be around people. There's no reason to spend it alone. So I am praying that you all are able to look at yourselves realistically, adjust your expectations, and be intentional in highlighting Christ this year. Merry Christmas to you all.